You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. The federal government just awarded a $4 million grant to help fight substance abuse in Native tribes in Wisconsin. The Great Lakes Intertribal Council is the award recipient and will partner with the state to address the issue.
We have three guests from the Great Lakes Intertribal Council with us now to talk about substance abuse in Native communities and how this grant could be part of the solution. Isaiah Brokenleg is an epidemiologist and program director. He's in the studio. Isaiah, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Carol Wright is with us. She's director of the Positive Alternatives Coalition. Carol, hi.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
And Jacob Melson is a behavioral health epidemiologist. Jake, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Isaiah, let's start with you and the historical context on substance abuse issues in the Native community. What's behind some of these problems?
Well, I think you have issues of poverty and structural violence. And a lot of people sometimes ask, well, why don't Indians just get over it? And I think what's happening is you have, or what you're seeing is historical trauma. And so you have, like, traditionally in a healthy situation, one generation who passes on what I like to think of as their cultural DNA to the next generation. So think of all the things you learned from your parents or family or grandparents. And when we have things like government policies and boarding schools and adoptions, that sort of interrupted that cultural DNA transmission and was replaced with all of these negative things, sexual and physical abuse in the boarding schools, interruption of the family system, concepts of gender, all sorts of things that it almost becomes like a cancer when each generation then consecutively brings down something else. So unless something's done to fix that, you're going to have these negative things that continue. And you can think of other examples of historical trauma throughout history, such as slavery or Holocaust or whatever.
And from your experience as both an epidemiologist and an enrolled member of the Rosebud Sioux tribe, how do you see these substance abuse problems affecting communities you've lived in and worked with?
Well, I think personally, some members of my family are alcoholics, and including my own father. Members of my family have been killed in alcohol-related vehicle crashes. There's disease, some self-medication, and it interrupts a lot of and creates a lot of problems within the community.
And Jake, let's bring you in now to get to the scope and some of the numbers here. First, what are we talking about when we say substance abuse? What kind of substances are we most worried about in these communities?
Well, when we say substance abuse, we're talking about many different types of alcohol and other drug abuse issues. Although Great Lakes Intertribal Council's our new SAMHSA grant, and SAMHSA stands for Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, our new SAMHSA Strategic Prevention Framework Partnerships for Success grant focuses primarily on underage drinking, binge drinking, and the non-medical use of pain relievers or prescription drugs. There's many other types of substances, and examples include commercial tobacco use, marijuana use, or synthetic drug use.
Now, for those problems you just mentioned, the alcohol and drug abuse, especially among younger members of Native communities, what do the numbers tell us there in Wisconsin?
Well, I think it's important for listeners to realize, first, that alcohol and other drug abuse issues are prevalent in many communities across Wisconsin, including American Indian tribes. For many years, the prevalence of underage drinking and binge drinking among youth in Wisconsin has been higher than the national average. And although these rates have decreased during the past years, there's still a lot of work to be done. And in addition, for years, adults in Wisconsin have had the highest rates of current alcohol use, 64% according to the 2012 Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, and binge drinking among adults, 25% according to the 2012 BRFIS in the nation. And in the last 5 years, the state of Wisconsin and American Indian tribes have recognized that prescription drug abuse and misuse are also priority issues to address. Although going back to your question, it's really hard to say exactly what the numbers say, and it's really challenging because there's many different data quality issues with American Indian populations in regard to substance use.
We're talking about a new grant aimed at substance abuse in Native communities here in Wisconsin with members of the Great Lakes Intertribal Council. And Carol, let's bring you in now. This federal SAMHSA grant, it's called, it's not the first time that there have been efforts targeting this issue. Talk about, if you will, how this will build on past efforts to tackle substance abuse in Native communities.
Sure. We have had two other previous grants that we are building this one off of. We had the Strategic Prevention Framework grant, which was a five-year grant from SAMHSA, and in that we worked with 10 of the 11 tribes in Wisconsin. So that was the building, the first brick in the building, you could say. Then after that, we had a one-year strategic prevention enhancement grant, and that in that particular grant, we worked on four particular areas to develop an intertribal strategic plan for prevention. We looked at data collection, analysis, and storage. We looked at training and technical assistance. We looked at collaboration and coordination of services. And we also looked at evaluation concepts. All of this was done while incorporating the use of the traditional Native American medicine wheel and the four directions. So we felt that this was taking some of SAMHSA's language and putting it into more culturally appropriate language and into a system that was circular rather than linear and that tribes could probably feel more comfortable with.
Isaiah, before we get into the details of the grant, Carol just mentioned culturally appropriate approaches. Now, whether we're talking about Native Americans or white Wisconsinites or inner city substance abuse problems, how important is trying to tailor culturally appropriate solutions to solving problems of substance abuse?
Well, I think it's of utmost importance. And I think one of the problems in public health is we're always taught to get the biggest bang for our buck or reach the biggest population. And what often that does is it actually serves to perpetuate health disparities because when you're tailoring it to meet the biggest population, that means you're tailoring messages to the majority and often to urban areas. And the culture in minority communities or and rural communities is often different. And so the messages that you're delivering and giving won't work. And sometimes actually serve to even make the situation worse.
And Carol, as Jake mentioned a few moments ago, three main areas in this grant, underage drinking, young adult binge drinking, and prescription drug misuse and abuse. Based on the work you've been doing previously on those past grants, why were those three top priorities this time around?
Well, actually, SAMHSA defined what priority areas to look at for us. And so my assumption would be that that's based on the national data and what they were seeing across the nation in terms of priorities for substance abuse prevention. So we were given that opportunity then to look at those priority areas and decide whether or not we would address one or all of those areas. And because our tribes in previous assessments have given us data that shows all of those areas were important to them, that is why we are addressing the areas we're addressing.
Let's dig into the what and how. What kind of things will be done with this grant support to target those problems?
Well, using the strategic prevention framework, which includes assessing the situation, building capacity, doing planning, implementing, and then evaluating, our first year will be spent primarily doing assessments. We did an assessment in all four of the partnering tribal communities in 2011, and that's what we based our information for our grant application off of. But we will go back in again, and then with these specific substance uses, be taking a look at the assessment. And the other thing that we'll do with that assessment is identify if there are any other particular priorities in substance abuse prevention that any of the four tribes might have.
And you mentioned those four tribes, Carol, the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, Lacouture Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians, Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, and the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin. Why those four in particular in this project?
Well, what happens, generally speaking, at Great Lakes is that when we see a grant that we think might meet the needs of the tribes are notified and they're asked whether or not they would be interested in participating. In this case, the four tribes did indicate that they would like to partner with us on this grant. And I think, as Jake has mentioned, the data shows that they have issues in those priority areas that the federal government has outlined for us. So that's why we are working with those particular four. In our previous SPFSIG grant, we worked with 10 of the 11 tribes in Wisconsin. So there's been some capacity built at all of the tribes, and what we will be doing is assessing and building on the capacity that the tribes need to be able to collect and store data. We will be looking at workforce development issues and bringing in certified prevention specialists who have been trained particularly in Native American approaches for prevention.
We'll get into what some of those specifically Native American approaches might be in a few moments as we talk about a new federal grant just awarded to the Great Lakes Intertribal Council to tackle substance abuse issues in Native communities here in the state. We have three guests from the organization, Isaiah Brokenleg, Carol Wright, and Jacob Melson.
And we're taking your calls on this. Do you have personal experience with substance abuse in a Native community? And what do you think would help address drug and alcohol abuse in Native American communities? Call in now, share your experiences at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're continuing our conversation with three guests from the Great Lakes Intertribal Council. Isaiah Brokenleg is an epidemiologist and program director. Carol Wright is the director of the Positive Alternatives Coalition, and Jacob Melson is a behavioral health epidemiologist.
Talking about a new federal grant that the Great Lakes Intertribal Council just received to help address substance abuse issues in Native communities in Wisconsin. Carol, a few moments ago, you mentioned Native American-specific approaches, that there will be counselors trained into those. Can you give a couple examples of what those might look like?
Well, we subscribe to the thought that culture is prevention. So if cultural practices are in place and used routinely, they work as non-alcohol, non-drug type activities, and they promote the health and well-being of a tribal community. So when we look at things like this, we would be looking at, and it may differ also from tribe to tribe. We'll be working with three Ojibwe tribes and one Menominee tribe, and there may be differences. But some of the traditional types of things that we look at are sweat lodges, talking circles, things along that line, things that were grounded in Native society years ago, and things that kept those communities healthy. So we will be looking at those kinds of things, and we are also looking at finding a way to give credence to those approaches. The federal government currently looks at evidence-based practices. The cultural activities that we will be looking at are considered practice-based evidence. And what we are looking at is a way to vet some of these normal activities that occur in tribal communities to be accepted as good prevention activities.
Let's go to a caller. We've got Winona on the line in Bad River. Winona, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about, Winona?
Well, I just had wanted to share my own thoughts on these issues. I'm from Bad River Band of Wisconsin, and I grew up actually in Minneapolis, and I actually sort of developed my own substance abuse issues, but I think that it's really one reason that this is sort of happening is that there is a sort of cultural loss and language loss especially, and I think that a lot of Native youth, and the reason I started using was because I didn't really know who I was, but I think that one thing that the tribes could really be looking towards doing is programs revitalizing culture and language, because an immersion programs and summer-long cultural camps, because through those each Native person finds that they're actually have a very special place in this world.
And Winona, did you find that dealing with your own substance abuse problems? Did you find that connection with culture actually helped you deal with those issues?
Yes, because I realized that the whole reason I used was that I didn't know that there was any purpose for me in this world. But through culture and learning that I actually had my own role in this world and an Indian name and my own clan, I realized that I didn't need to use because there is so much more important things that need to be done in this world.
Winona, thank you so much for sharing your experience. Isaiah, from what she said and what Carol was saying about working on those cultural traditions, are these ways to reconnect that chain that was lost that you were talking about earlier?
Absolutely. There's actually something called the People's Theory. It was developed by the Phillips Powderhorn Cultural Wellness Center out of the Twin Cities, and it just says that as you lose your culture, you lose your health. And then sort of the opposite of that theory is as you gain your culture, you gain your health. And I think that's a concrete example of what Winona was talking about.
Winona, thanks again for that call. We're talking to members of the Great Lakes Intertribal Council about a new grant targeting substance abuse in Wisconsin tribal groups. Jake Melson, I want to bring you back in. How are you going to be measuring success of these efforts? How are we going to know if the things you're doing are having an impact?
Well, we are going to be collecting data throughout the entire grant to determine what changes need to be made and to ensure that we're meeting the objectives of the grant. I think it's important for people to realize that there are data out there that demonstrate that culture is prevention. We talk about that a lot in our Great Lakes Intertribal Council's prevention strategic plan. It's on our website. And there's the Journal of Psychoactive Drugs, Volume 43, Issue Number 4 from the 2011 talks all about culture as prevention.
And Carol, what are your hopes here for this grant? What kind of difference are you hoping this makes?
Well, as I said, we're building on previous successes, and we want to increase capacity at the tribes to be able to have data that will help them make prevention strategy choices based on that data, and in the end then look at having some impact on usage. We will be measuring underage drinking, young adult binge drinking, and the reduction of prescription drug abuse and misuse by 5% at the end of the grant period. We're also looking at increasing the perception of harm of those particular substance abuse use issues within the communities. We know that perception has a large impact on substance use, so if you can increase the perception of harm of these particular substances, you probably also will be seeing a decrease in the usage.
And Isaiah, let's give you the last word. There is, at the risk of understatement, a complicated historical relationship between Native Americans and the U.S. government. How is news of this grant from that government being received in Native communities in Wisconsin so far?
Well, I can't speak for all American Indians, but I can say that people are usually really excited when we find out about these grants. Sometimes due to legislation and funding and things, they have to end early. This is supposed to be a 5-year grant. We've recently had one that was supposed to be 5 years and ended at 3. And when that happens, it sort of creates all of this tension again about like trust and how do we regain that trust and how do we build that trust. And I think it's important that when the government says they're going to do something, that they continue to do it to build these relationships and maintain them.
And we started by talking about the impact substance abuse has on communities that you've seen among people, even in your family. Are you hopeful? Is this part of a hopeful step in the right direction, do you think?
Absolutely. I think we have to focus on the future, and we talk about, thinking 7 generations ahead, and we want a future that is healthy, hopeful.
Well, thanks to all of you. We've been talking to Isaiah Brokenleg, Carol Wright, and Jacob Melson. They are all with the Great Lakes Intertribal Council. We're talking today about a new federal grant that was just awarded to the Great Lakes Intertribal Council aimed at tackling substance abuse issues in Native communities in Wisconsin. If this is a an issue in your community, if you're part of one of these communities or work in one, we'd still love to hear from you. Send us an email, talk@WPR.org, or send us a message over at the Central Time Facebook page.